Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I have a quick message for you that it's something I've been saying over the last 6 months in session. It's been coming up a lot, particularly when people are feeling overwhelmed or stressed out or really focused on what other people think of them or what so-and-so did or what could happen, and usually what could happen as they're rambling about it is negative. And I've been there. And so I have a really simple tip for you to help you shift your mindset when you feel yourself starting to go into one of those spirals. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to create the life of your dreams, then I would love to support you. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Okay, so here it is. So if you find yourself spiraling, I want you to hear me in your head. Imagine we are in session and I will say this to you. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. One more time. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And my prayer is that as you really sink into those words and hold them as sacred, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do, that you will start to feel empowered, that you will start to see that every choice and decision you make is an opportunity to be the person you truly want to do. And you can, in fact, say no. You can say no to certain types of feelings. You can say no to certain types of approaches. You can say no. Now, with that being said, everybody around you gets to say yes or no as well. And so as you start to realize that other humans have free will, and then there's God's working, there's God's job, right? Byron Katie, there is your job, God's job, and other people's job. I'm paraphrasing. But essentially, that's everything falls into those three categories. And your point of power is always anything in the realm of your job. So as you find yourself maybe in a spiral, thinking about what other people think of you, feeling like you don't want to do something, just tell yourself, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. I also find that this is really helpful when I am procrastinating or resisting taking action, which is rare for me. There are definitely moments where I don't feel like it, and maybe my inner boss lady with the clipboard is saying, you need to do this right now. I will say to her, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. And the minute I say that, the minute I feel that feeling, the minute I feel the power behind that, typically I'm like, oh yeah, I do want to do it. I just don't want to do it right now. Or, oh yeah, it's going to be so easy. Let's just get it done. And in that process, miracles and synchronicities and wonderful little only God could have created moments show up that makes it all really easy for me. But if I am pushing myself, if I am berating myself, if I'm being mean to myself, if I'm forcing myself to do things I don't want to do, then it's all just really, really hard. And usually I quit. But I rarely quit these days. And it's because I go back to, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. And chances are, I do want to do it. If I had already said I was going to do it, I want to do it. Maybe I don't want to do it in the moment that I am trying to force myself to do it in. Or maybe the approach. Maybe it's like, I got this type A in me that will make things a lot harder than it needs to be. So maybe you are in a situation where you're making a situation a lot harder than it needs to be. Maybe you've put all these blocks and barriers between where you want to go. And some of that is rooted in low self-esteem and trying to prove ourselves and trying to fix ourselves. But sometimes it's just us, it's a learned behavior of forcing ourselves to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And as you start to own that, as you start to let that feeling sink within you and you start to radiate that, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do, then you will start to make more choices and decisions. And 9 times out of 10, when you stop that push-pull within you, then all of a sudden, that inspiration you needed, the energy you needed, the oh, I'm too tired, oh, I'm too scared, all those feelings start to dissipate and you start to feel powerful again. So one more time, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And I hear it at like at any time I'm in session and somebody's just going off about hey, this and this and that and this and this, I'll say to them, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And all you have to do to decide what you want to do. Life isn't pushing you around unless you let life push you around. And even that's just made up in our minds, right? You get to take control of each and every moment of your life. Yeah, you can't control other humans. You can't control the weather. You can't control timing. You can't control how something will ultimately unfold. But the power you do have is all you need. And stay in that zone. Stay in that zone. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Focus on what you do really, really, really want to do. And as you set out to do it, even if you think it's going to be difficult, if you set out to do it with a wide open heart, spirit's going to show up with little wonderful miracles that make it so much easier than you originally thought because you decided to have faith in yourself. You decided to believe in your desire. You start to believe in that inspired action that you have been holding in your heart that you know you need to take. And as you believe in it, because that's really God's way of communicating with you, then of course God's going to support you in that. Of course, 100%. Where you will find it difficult, and I will say this to you, is when you are not taking action. And considering that it's a universal law, it makes sense. There is the law of action. And where you might feel a little tight and restricted is when you're trying to do something to get someone to behave a certain way. And that never works out. And so if you just show up with a wide open heart, following the inspirations that are guiding you always, following your intuition, you're going to find that everything works out in your favor. Everything gets a lot easier. So give up perfectionism, give up procrastination, give up doing things you don't want to do, give up overwhelm, because who says you need to be overwhelmed? Give up stress, give up anxiety. And I'm not talking about like the clinical anxiety. Sometimes you do need to go and get support around that. But there is kind of a learned way of worrying and stressing and, oh my God, what do people think? And it creates a vibration within us and it's not healthy and it's not soulful. And it really can distort your manifestation. I find that anytime I don't get all of what I want, it's usually because I'm letting that feeling hang out, that like worry, stress, nervousness, anxious feeling. And there's a beautiful Daniel LaPorte truth bomb around that. I don't know where my phone is, but I believe the truth bomb is anxiety points you is showing an illusion. Let's see if I can find it. Daniel LaPorte, she used to have them on her website. I don't know. I don't follow her as much anymore. Truth bomb. I think it's anxiety and illusion. Thank you for letting me Google. Yes, anxiety directs your attention to an illusion. That's Daniel LaPorte. Anxiety directs your attention to an illusion. So anytime I'm in that feeling, I'll step back and say, what am I believing that's not true? What story have I made up? What illusion am I living in right now? And then I just call myself back. Sometimes we receive that feeling as a sign that something bad is going to happen, or it's not meant for us, or we're not going to do a good job, or we're going to fail. That's not the case at all. It really is just a sign to take a step back and say, oh, I'm buying into a story that's mostly, probably 100% not true. And what is that? And let me shift that, right? Or sometimes you just have to throw up your hands and say, I don't want to believe this. I'm going to proceed. Action helps with that. I find that anytime I am stumbling around because of an illusion, usually when I snap my fingers and say, you know what, I'm just going to do it. Whatever it is that I've been putting off, whatever it is, whatever is on the to-do list, whatever is on my heart, I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And instantly that feeling will start to dissipate. All right, that's my show. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. And just check yourself. You don't have to feel any way you don't want to feel. And yes, sometimes some feelings, you have to move through them to get through for them to pass, right? And what I mean by that is that I'm not saying stuff a feeling down. I'm saying feel it. Oh, what's this feeling? Anger, sadness, unhappiness. Okay. And that feeling will just move through you miraculously. It's like, oh, I could have sat in that for 10 weeks and turned out to be 10 minutes and I'm done, right? And so you have so much power. Stay in the driver's seat of your life. Stay present in each and every moment of your life because that is your point of power. All right. Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to that massive result intuitive coaching package. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week for free. All right. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. Goodbye.